Memorialville, March 12, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. The weather today in Moraville is rainy, with a forecast of rain all week. Temperatures ranging between 26 to 28 degrees and southeasterly winds at 10 to 14 kilometers per hour. Here's Sauro speaking about the visit of the Italian consul and the Zambrini concert.
Well, we'll have two events organized with the Italian consulate in Mumbai. The first will take place at 5 o'clock in the Cinema Paradiso. The Italian consulate, actually the Italian Ministry for Foreign Affairs, has donated to Auroville a video library of 800 Italian movies. And then in the evening at 8 p.m. in Kalabumi, we'll have a jazz concert of a qualified Italian trio. It will be a particular type of jazz concert because it will be combined with the screening of an Italian silent movie, the first film ever made about Pinocchio in 1911, and the jazz concert will take place accompanying this film in the background. And normally we receive regular visits of the Italian consul and or Italian ambassador in Auroville since few years, and the Italian embassy through the Italian Institute of Culture is quite supportive of promoting Italian cultural activity in Auroville. In Auroville, we have more than 80 Italian which are registered in the master list. Plus, there is quite a certain number of Italian in Pondi, and we have, I think, more than 100 Italian people living in this area, either in the Ashram or in Auroville. And that's make one of the largest concentration in the country.
Here's an excerpt from an interview with Abby, who has worked with international students who have come to learn and work here in Auroville. Check the schedule in the next few days for the entire interview.
First of all, I feel very inspired by the students who come. The quality of people who come, it always makes me feel happy and hopeful for the world at large that there are so many young people who care about the earth and care about how people relate to each other. And so they come to Auroville to study sustainability, spirituality, and community. And what I've found in watching the students is how much they change from seeing them get off the plane, who they are when they get off the plane, and I meet them at the airport, to, you know, who those students are who I'm sending off on the bus to go to the airport, waving goodbye, and the transformation that's happened for them during the period of time that they've been here. And Living Roots, this coming semester, is offering two placements for Auroville youth if they want to participate in the program. They would ask to be residents along with the students and really be, you know, be part of the programs.
The general meeting called by the Working Committee and the Auroville Council as an initiative to reestablish an open and transparent dialogue with the community had been scheduled for Sawtu, but due to rain has been shifted to the conference room at Town Hall for Wednesday, 12th of March, 5 p.m. This Saturday at 9:30 at the Unity Pavilion, Georges van Frekkum will give a talk called God Within, God Without, Gnosticism and Early Christianity. Youth from Edian Chavadi Village, connected to the Tamarai Learning and Cultural Center, have created a one-day program that will give a deeper look into all aspects of village life. This activity is part of Tamarai's overall program to strengthen bridges of understanding and relationships between Edian Chavadi and Auroville. To be held on Saturday, March 22nd, 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. sharp at Tamarai in Edian Chavadi. This initiative has arisen entirely from the youth in the village and is supported by the Tamarai team. Participation is on a donation basis. All profits support village development initiatives. Come on a cycle to slow down and experience another pace. Email tamarai@auroville.org.in for more information. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thanks for listening.